Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by David Craven and Eric Benz, who are new investors and new people at Vault Capital. How are you today, gents?
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Zach. It's a pleasure to be here.
There's a lot going on in the Bitcoin treasury space, and I suppose the main thing is people need to know which one they should be looking at, which one that they can maybe put aside. Vaults looks quite exciting at the moment. Maybe you can explain why.
Thanks very much, Zach. So my name is David Craven, and I represent a group of investors who've now invested in Vaults, and we share one simple vision with the existing framework to make the company a market leader. And many of you already will have invested in Vaults. Very clearly a company that's taken a number of important steps in the journey to establishing itself as a leader in the emerging space. But there's some building blocks still we need to put in place to spirit us to global leadership, which is the ambition. So importantly, our investor group now brings deep domain experience, which stretches back to the dawn of Bitcoin. And we provide resourcefulness and significant funding to ensure we're not going to falter in our quest. And our quest is to immediately become number two in the market. That's the immediate goal. And we think we can achieve that on the strength of Bitcoin held as assets very rapidly. We've got line of sight to seeing that happen very quickly. So a very quick minute of my background. I've been across many industries, public and private businesses, various accomplishments over 30 years. I led an IPO in 99, later acquired by Liberty Media, which now owns Formula One. Led the government statutory betting and gaming business, the Tote, which I privatised in 2011. And led the successful Fourth National Lottery license bid in 2021. And oversaw the buyout of Camelot as the chief exec of Allwyn. But my role today is overseeing this investment, following other investments that will come into Vaults as we move forward and deliver capital into the business. I have one simple role here, I think, above anything, Zach, which is if we say we're going to do something, it's my job to make sure we do it. And without further ado, I'm going to hand you over to Eric. Eric is going to just talk to us about his vision. He is a true veteran in Bitcoin, an OG and a visionary who foretold the ascendancy of Bitcoin and its burgeoning use cases. I would say this new world where companies could see Bitcoin as the most valuable asset to accumulate, the best asset to own. So Eric is a visionary leader, a builder at the forefront of innovation, crypto, Web3, AI and fintech. And you'll probably hear a US twang, but he's a British passport holder and has lived most of his life in the UK, but he brings charisma, as they say, people buy people. So Eric, having founded one of the first Bitcoin payment companies, has played a formative role in launching early wallets and exchanges. So without further ado, Anna, I would like to hand you over to Eric, who just explain, as he takes the helm, some of his thinking and as he plots a course to market leadership. Eric.
Thank you so much, David. A pleasure and an honor, of course, to take the helm. Zach and everyone, I've been active in the digital asset ecosystem since 2012, you know, when I first came across Bitcoin and immediately understood its potential, not just as a digital currency, but as a complete rethinking of how we move, store, and trust value on a global scale. Since then, I've really spent over a decade building, leading and investing in businesses at the forefront of the digital assets and fintech industries. I was an early investor in Blockchain Capital, one of the first venture firms to embrace Bitcoin. And additionally, I've helped launch and scale several crypto platforms and infrastructure platforms. My work has spanned both startup environments and regulatory conversations, really focused on bridging the gap between what we call traditional finance and what we see as decentralized systems. What really drives me is not just building technology. It's the fact that we're laying the foundation for a more open, transparent, and an inclusive financial future. As I take the role of CEO, not only do I bring experience along with the rest of the team, but truly a deep commitment to responsible growth, strategic clarity, and creating real long-term value for the ecosystem and beyond. This isn't work for me, it's a mission. So I think what's important is, you know, how are we positioning ourselves to become one of the world's biggest Bitcoin treasury companies? You know, we do have our immediate goals, and the strategy is this. We bring together some of the best minds and leaders in the industry who have shown themselves to be both investable and successful in their quest to make crypto ubiquitous. The stated commitment of this new leadership team to its long-term value appreciation, its role as a hedge against inflation, and its potential to outperform fiat currency and other traditional asset options. We execute a simple buy and hold strategy. Our ambition is to have scaled BTC accumulated on our balance sheet as a long-term store of value, an alternative to traditional treasury. We view Bitcoin not just as a speculative asset, but as a strategic component of treasury management. I feel, you know, the strength of the team is super important. The clarity of the messaging, our ability to own Bitcoin platform, the Bitcoin platform, really drives investor sentiment, which in turn drives the premium of our shares, facilitating further Bitcoin purchases. This cycle is critical for maintaining what we call Bitcoin yield, which reflects the percentage change in the company's Bitcoin holdings relative to its shares outstanding. Now, in funding terms, we see our new investors fully supporting us through the coming funding rounds. And in the medium term, we expect to engender equity support from retail, institutional, and high net worth individuals.
You know, you are one of the OGs in the area, a bit of a rock star in the area of the charisma, as David has mentioned. That should be the trigger for people looking at vaults rather than anybody else. And in terms of scaling up the company, you already know what to do.
Absolutely. It's absolutely fascinating to see where we have gotten to just in the past 10, 12 years alone. I remember being in London at a pub in Paddington in 2012, and there were four people sitting around discussing this Bitcoin thing, and to see where it's gotten to from there is quite exciting and really validating in terms of, you know, my thought process over the years. I started one of the first regulatory bodies to advise government on policy, which was the UK Digital Currency Association. And there we were able to develop policy and help with understanding and education around Bitcoin and other digital assets to enable companies like ourselves to be operational in the UK market and elsewhere globally.
It's interesting. Eric is talking about 2012 in a pub in Paddington. In 2010, 10,000 Bitcoin would have bought you two pizzas. And today, 10,000 Bitcoin is worth round about £850 million. It is astonishing, the performance of the asset class. And I don't know of any other performance of an asset class at that scale. It is extraordinary. So that's really why we're here, is to accumulate Bitcoin, is to continuously raise capital, which we can do effectively. And we bring that already as a team. We bring that as a group. We bring that as coiners. We already have that capacity, and then we execute relentlessly.
Yeah, so your aim is to be the go-to place for crypto treasury strategy or Bitcoin treasury strategy. How would you label it?
So we create and deepen a trust around acquiring Bitcoin, and we grow, and there will be a rebranding coming on vaults to help, and I guess spread the sort of ubiquity, as Eric describes it, of the brand, which speaks to everybody, all the cohorts that are interested and appealing to Bitcoin in general. So that is our focus. It's simply that.
And also just to mention, Zach, that the goal is very clear. We're aiming to become the number two Bitcoin treasury and digital asset infrastructure platform in the UK, and then ideally position ourselves to eventually take over the number one spot, especially with the involvement of key US partners already expressing interest. But really, this is more than just about acquiring Bitcoin. So we want to grow into a household name for Bitcoin adoption without users needing to actually buy or hold the asset themselves. This is where we actually lower barriers to entry, creating simplicity and safety and the ability to speak to everyone, retail, Gen Z, older generations. We aspire to be a brand that appeals to every cohort.
And in terms of the messaging you were talking about, the goal is to make mean that when people think of Bitcoin and Bitcoin treasury and investing in the area, they think of you.
100%.
The depth of that, Zach, is really driven by, we believe, the quality of the team. And that's where Eric has really majored, and we bring in an advisory team of really significant names that have served across the industry since the dawning of Bitcoin. And we bring in Hans Hofmeyr, who is co-founder and former COO of Coinify. He brings colossal European crypto regulation and Bitcoin experience and leadership. And Mark Tavener joins us as well. And he's CEO and co-founder of Xerof, which is a Swiss regulated financial services firm specializing in crypto asset payments and treasury solutions. And was also a senior exec at Bitfury, which is, as you know, a big crypto mining firm. So it is speaking to experience and depth and trust and a team that investors should believe and will believe are credible and will deliver. I think that's fundamental to the story.
But I suppose Eric being on board is like Paul McCartney joining a pub band. I mean, you've got that kind of ability. Or the Beatles being the pub band, perhaps. Maybe that's what you're trying to create.
Yes, but he couldn't have done it without Ringo and John and the rest. So it's really about a team here. And the one beautiful thing about being in the ecosystem for so long is that team is actually family. You know, we've known each other for a decade plus and have been able to work very closely together as the space has matured into where it is now. So having the relationships and the ability to work closely and carefully as we architect this very large vision is actually going to really spearhead our approach and positioning, not only in the UK market, but globally.
And so you've set out your stall in this interview so far. In terms of going forward without being forward-looking, what's a summary of what you're going to be doing?
We will establish ourselves in the landscape rapidly. There will be a rebranding of vaults. There will be capital raises. So sit tight. They will allow us very rapidly to accumulate. And clearly, we've just closed one round. And our strategy is to continuously drive more of the same, more of the same, until we get to a scale where, as Eric articulates, we're approaching the top of the leaderboard in this market and other markets. And it's important that we're also available in other markets because that creates and drives liquidity for everybody in the UK. So it's a virtuous business model and accumulates value for everyone who participates. So it's watch this space, Zach, as we drive and build vaults. Vaults, the rebrand coming now.
David Craven and Eric Benz, thank you very much indeed.
Thank
Thank
you.
you very much, Zach. Pleasure.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.